Welcome to this week's podcast. I hope you're all doing really well. Loads to talk about, as always. We might be hurtling towards a half term. Don't forget, our last day of this term is next Wednesday. And next Wednesday, we're also having our open classroom. Now, if you are new to school or you've just joined in year three, this is what happens. We open up our doors next Wednesday at 2:30. You can come in to see what goes on in the classroom, have a look at all of the amazing work your child's been doing, and then you can take them home early. Okay, so 2:30, we always have years 5 and 6 coming through the top gate. Year three and four, you can come through the main entrance from 2:30 onwards, and there'll be adults on hand to direct you to the right classroom. It's been really nice seeing you last night at Parents' Evening. If you haven't booked a parents' evening yet, you can still do so for tomorrow. Just phone the office by lunchtime and they will get that parents' evening slot booked in for you. And it'd be a really nice opportunity to meet your teacher. Remember, we're doing SEN appointments different this year. So if your child does have special educational needs, or instead of booking a separate one, book to see the teacher, and then the team will be here to talk to you further if you need further help, advice or assistance. Shears and Nori is back, and it's back with a vengeance, okay? Because you've not got one story, not got two stories, but you've got three stories to listen to this week. Number one is by Lola in year four. She has written her own information booklet about teeth. She's been inspired by what they've been learning in class, and she has recorded that. Second, Megan, Pasha and Farzan have recorded chapter one of Mr. Stink by David Walliams. So that's our book for this term. And number three, yesterday we had famous author Guy Bass come in to talk to our year fours. He has written the Stitchhead series of books, and he was incredible, I'm not going to lie. And I said to him, Guy, can I be really cheeky? Would you record part of your book for us for our Shears and Nori? And he said, of course I can. So I'm going to share the Shears and Nori links with you for you to listen to, because they, all three of them are amazing. And I want you to enjoy as much as I've enjoyed recording them this week. Don't forget, those all-important firework tickets are still for sale after school and before school in the main entrance. I think they'll also be on sale tomorrow during Parents' Evening. Remember, we're taking cash only. It's £5 a child and £5 an adult, £3.50 a child under threes go free. Remember, gates open at 6:30 next Friday. The display starts at 8:00. We advise getting here early because there will be bag searches on entry when you hand in your tickets. There will be activities. There's going to be music. There's going to be food and drink to buy, as well as don't forget the pumpkin competition, because we want to have your pumpkins lit up as you come into the grounds. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm really, really excited. So can't wait for that next Friday. Right. Labeling items. We spoke last week, didn't we? Please, 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 can you make sure stuff is labeled? The amount of lunchboxes and Tupperware. Honestly, I've never seen so much Tupperware. It's like a 1980s dream. Laying around because there's no labels and stuff, and the same with uniforms. So what we're going to do next Wednesday during open classroom, we're going to put all of the uniform and the Tupperware out. If you do not claim it on that day, we will just bin it, because we can't hold on to any more uniform. It's like it's creeping on top of us. You don't get those hoarders on TV, and they sort of fill up their house with newspaper. We've got a room filled up with just school uniform. And that is why I say I don't want people wasting money. There's nothing worse is having your child coming home. Where's your cardigan? Oh, I don't know. Where's your water bottle? I don't know. And this happens to me as well. But Mrs. Patterson is quite good at labelling, so it does all normally end up. So please, please, please label. Don't forget, if you are in year three, Friday is Stone Age Day. You can come in dressed up as a Stone Age person. It is a great day. And the rumours that I am the Stone Age man are way off the mark. Way off the mark. I had a shave this week. I was looking a bit Stone Age, like on Monday. I've forgotten to shave, but you know, can you hear that? It's very, very short, my beard now. I'm sharing two flyers with you this afternoon. One is about baby CPR. There's a course up in Meppham. That looks absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Nikki Bruce, for that. Heads up on that. I've also got a flyer about a course on, and I've lost it now. It's on understanding sleep and autistic children. I think it is the 16th of October, but I'll send the flyer out. Yeah, understanding sleep and autistic children, that's really good, because I think sometimes, especially for children with autism, they struggle to sleep. So I think it's there to help. And actually, you know, if you can help your child to sleep, it helps you sleep eventually too. So if they are of any use, please sign yourselves up. Don't forget flu vaccinations. If you don't sign up for it, your child will not receive the vaccination. You need to be signed up by the 8th of November. I attach the letter to the podcast too. Yes, yeah, so flu vaccinations. If you don't sign up for your child, they will not receive vaccination. And I tell you what, we do them with staff actually. So we've got ours tomorrow, I believe. And yeah, I've never had one up until like last year, but I think they're quite good, because there's nothing worse, is there, than getting the flu. And you know what my nan says? She goes, you've only got the flu if you can look out the window and there's a £50 note, you can't get out of bed to get it. And actually, to be fair, she's right. I've only had two occasions in my whole life where somebody could have had £1,000 outside that window and I wouldn't have been able to drag my sorry self out of my bed. So yeah, flu vaccinations. If you need to contact a teacher, the best way is via the class emails at the start. Remember, it's really, really easy. It's whatever the class is. So say it's 4AH at shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk. Now, I love the fact that we are open to allowing you to sort of bring your dogs onto site in the mornings and after school. However, if your dog does need to use the facilities and they pass a motion, please can you pick it up? And if you've got, haven't got any bags, come and ask us. We've always got bags. I've got hundreds of poo bags here, but please, 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 can you pick your dog's poo up? Because what I don't want to do is actually say, I can't have you having your dogs on site. I need to be mindful of absolutely everybody. And the same goes for if your dog is a bit like Patsy. Now, Patsy doesn't like men for whatever reason. If you've come into my office and you're a man, she'll bark at you, okay? If your dog is a bit like Patsy and gets a bit rah, 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 please, please, please just be mindful of others who might not like dogs or might not be so trusting of dogs as much as some of us are. And I don't want to have to be in that position to say we can't have any dogs on site apart from the, you know, the dogs we have, Patsy, Nelson, Luna and such. Yeah, thank you very much. Just a reminder, please can we be respectful of our residents, our local residents, when we're parking our cars before and after school. And that includes hanging over people's drives. You might only think you're a foot over, but that does create some issues for our residents in getting their cars on and off of the drives. Yeah, just please be mindful. Photos. Oh, it's all go this pod, isn't it? Photos. We've got individual photos on the 13th of November. There's confusion with the infants that I have Mez done tomorrow. So our photos are the 13th, which is, I'm looking at my calendar, Monday the 13th of November is our individual photos. If there are siblings in school, only within our school, we can't, we don't have a facility to sort of work with the infants, unfortunately. It's just, that'd be crazy. But if you've got siblings within the school, they can have those siblings' photos done as well. But yeah, photos in our school are Monday the 13th of November. Lastly, this Friday is a non-uniform day in return for a bottle donation. That's for our Christmas market, which is taking place here Saturday the 25th of November. If you would like to have a stall, come see us in the office and we'll put you in contact with the PTFA. So for any reason, you might want to be selling your wares. I've got somebody selling Pokemon cards. Thank you. Yeah, so any stalls, if you know of anybody that has crafts, or they create things like crafts, let us know in the office and we'll put you in contact and we'll get you a stall on Saturday the 25th of November. It's just been lovely seeing all the children becoming or being the best version of themselves on a daily basis. Those stickers, I love it. And if your child has been on stage for the best seats in the house, do you know what? It's been lovely having you in assembly. And if your child hasn't yet, it will happen, I'm sure of it, because I see every single child working their absolute socks off to be the best version of themselves. And it's a pleasure saying, why have you been kind? Why have you been courageous? Why are you the best version of yourself? And it's just a real buzz of positivity. And I couldn't be prouder of how hard all of our children are working. And I'm sure you are being told such amazing things at parents' evening. There were big smiley faces and grins as people were leaving last night. And I'm sure it will be the same tomorrow too. See you at parents' evening if I haven't seen you already. Don't forget, open classes next Wednesday. And there'll be one final pod before we break for half term. And don't forget to listen to Shears and Ori too. Take care. See you soon.